Welcome everyone. Today, we will explore data abstraction by building rational numbers with constructors and selectors, then implement pairs with closures to create and combine hierarchical data. Last time, we learned to define recursive functions by separating a base case from a recursive case, so the program knows when to stop. Today, we raise the stakes. Instead of only computing with numbers, we will design compound data and build programs on top of it, without depending on its internal representation.
So the goal is like recursion, but for data. Build something complex from simpler pieces without getting lost in details.
Recursion gives us a way to manage time, smaller and smaller subproblems until a base case. Now we need to manage space. How do we package two integers so the rest of our program can treat them as one rational number? We will build an interface, a constructor to build the object, and selectors to take it apart. And we will promise to only use that interface. If we do this right, we can change how rationals are stored later, and our arithmetic code keeps working unchanged. When you store one third as a float, you lose the exact meaning. Data abstraction is about keeping meaning while still being able to compute.
But Python already has tuples and fractions. Why build our own?
This is the kind of computation we want. The result is still a rational number, with an exact numerator and denominator. The key is bundling the two integers into a single object that behaves like a number, not like two separate arguments forever. If our code assumes rationals are stored as a two-item tuple, we have already lost flexibility. We will first specify what operations must exist, and only later decide how they are implemented. SICP calls this wishful thinking. Here is the discipline. All rational arithmetic will be written using only one constructor and two selectors. The constructor is the only place allowed to decide how a rational is represented internally. Selectors are the only way the outside world is allowed to look inside a rational number. These are the user-facing operations. They must not care whether a rational is a tuple, a list, or something weirder.
That sounds a little strict. If I know it is a tuple, why not just grab index 0?
Because the whole point is that you do not know it is a tuple. You are programming to a contract, not to a coincidence. Let us pretend that makerat, numer, and denom already exist and build arithmetic on top of them. This rule tells us how to add rationals, cross-multiply, add, and keep the product of denominators. Above this line, everyone speaks in rationals. Below this line, we are free to redesign representation details. Above this line, everyone speaks in rationals. Below this line, we are free to redesign representation details. A good design tells you exactly where changes are allowed to happen. This is where the math lives. Add, multiply, compare. This layer should not know storage details. This is the contract. If we keep these behaviors consistent, the whole system stays consistent. Here is where we can experiment. Different choices, different performance trade-offs. Same interface on top.
My guess, only the constructor and selectors, not add or multiply.
Exactly. If add or multiply breaks, it is proof we violated the barrier somewhere. Now we finally commit to a representation. A rational is a pair, and in Python, the simplest pair is a two, tuple. Because add uses makerat to build its result, every sum is reduced, even though add itself never mentions GCD. The fact that numer uses index 0 is not a permission slip for the rest of your program to do the same. The fact that numer uses index 0 is not a permission slip for the rest of your program to do the same. Here is the mind bender. We can represent a pair without using tuples, lists, or dictionaries at all. We do not need to know what a pair is made of. We only need this promise to be true for all x and y. This is data abstraction at its purest. Change representation completely keeps selectors the same, and users cannot tell the difference. We will apply this idea to rationals next. Keep the same selectors and constructor names, but make sure the constructor still enforces the rational number guarantees, like a non-zero denominator and reduced form. Once we have pairs, we can build layers. Points use pairs, segments use points, and geometry uses segments. This is how big systems stay changeable. Segment code depends on point selectors, not on point representation.
I can feel myself wanting to write p bracket 0. It is shorter.
And that is exactly how you make future changes expensive. Short, now, fragile, forever.
I can feel myself wanting to write P bracket zero. It is shorter.
And that is exactly how you make future changes expensive. Short, now, fragile, forever. The magic of pairs is a closure property. When you combine things, you get another thing you can combine again. Once a pair is a legitimate object, it can appear inside another pair and nothing new is required. This is how we get whole families of structures, not by new primitives, but by reusing the same glue repeatedly. Here, each pair stores one element and the rest of the list none marks the end.
So lists are not magic, they are just repeated pairing with a stopping marker.
Exactly. And once you believe that you can design new structures confidently and systematically, let us end by proving to ourselves that we can program to the interface and by naming the habit that makes it work. Multiply the numerators to get the new numerator, multiply the denominators to get the new denominator, and then call make rat once to build the result. So the whole solution is make rat of numer of x times numer of y and the denom of x times denom of y.
If we switch rationals from tuples to something else, r bracket 0 stops working even though the math did not change.
Yes. Using selectors is not a ceremony. It is how you buy the freedom to improve representations without rewriting the whole program. Thanks for watching this. Subscribe to Thinking in Math channel for this and other interesting math topics. And we always welcome your feedbacks. Leave your questions and suggestions in the comments.